Good afternoon, everyone. This is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, on the call today with another Summit WOLC update. So I'm going to jump right into it and talk about the vaccine information. We're very excited to announce that we have 3 vaccine clinics, dates that are scheduled for residents and staff. So the first round of Pfizer vaccines will be held this Friday, January 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The vaccine clinic will be held at both WOLC Manor and the Summit. So we will be vaccinating all of our residents at Summit at WOLC. And that includes Lodge. So reminder, when I say WOLC, I'm always including Lodge in that. We will be having 2 other clinics in February. So I'll keep you posted what those dates are. On the day of the clinic, the pharmacist from CVS will go to each resident's apartment, and they will be accompanied by a staff member. Following the implementation of the vaccine, staff will be coming through the building with a hospitality cart and will be observing the residents for possible reverse reaction. Please be aware that the consent forms need to be completed before residents can receive the vaccine. The WOLC Manor staff have already assisted residents in completing the consent forms with family members' assistance. So we have approximately 50% as of today of the Summit residents that have completed their consent forms, which is great. And I know that probably by the end of the day, we'll have even more people registered at the Summit. As far as the Summit WOLC staff go with taking the vaccine, we are still strongly encouraging all staff to take the vaccine. The Summit staff will be available today and tomorrow to assist with consent forms and actually all week long. So if anybody, any resident needs any help at the Summit completing consent forms, just let myself or Jen Willis know. We'll be happy to help. And for WOLC Manor, if you have any other questions regarding the vaccine clinic at WOLC, contact Joni Delaporta at 341-2347. So I have just some questions. I've had, you know, some different questions pop up. And this one we talked about a long time ago, but some family members have asked. So as a resident or as a family member of a resident, how can I protect myself from COVID-19? And a simple answer is wear a mask. And it's simple, but we have to be persistent. So as far as the Summit and WOLC go and Lodge, we are constantly reminding staff and residents to wear their mask, especially to wear it properly, like over your mouth and over your nose. So we'll continue to do that. But residents at the Summit should already be doing that and policing each other as well. You know, staying 6 feet away from others sounds probably like a broken record, but it really does help if we have that distancing between us, because we want to keep everybody safe and well. Washing your hands often. So sometimes that's the thing that people forget really quickly is, you know, you really should wash your hands more than maybe once a day or twice a day. Should wash your hands much more frequently, especially if you're shaking hands or you're touching other people. Avoiding crowds. So we've been talking about this for a while now. I mean, if you need to go to the shopping centers or hairdressers or grocery stores, just be careful, because there's a lot of COVID out there and we want to make sure that you are all protected and safe. And, you know, we care about all of you. And then just monitoring your daily health and be on alert for symptoms. I'm going to just review some questions that I've received again, and I talked about last week, so they might be, you know, repeats for some of you, but I just want to make sure I'm getting this information out. So will Summit WOLC staff be required to take the vaccine? And the answer is no, they're not necessarily required, but we are highly recommending the staff. We want it to be 70% or more that are tested for COVID or not tested, that are vaccinated. So we will be you know, campaigning with our staff, for our staff to get tested. And we're trying to make it fun and just educating everyone, because it is scary. You know, what is in that vaccine and all that is what I hear from staff members. You know, they're afraid, and we are going to keep it positive and educate everyone. So last week I reviewed the criteria for whether to test a resident related to a COVID exposure. And I have had several residents ask me about the criteria, so I'm going to just explain it one more time. So criteria for whether to test a resident related to a COVID exposure, a positive person, includes the date the person became positive, whether the person had symptoms, whether they or the resident was wearing PPE, and whether the person was in close contact with the resident. And that's defined within feet. So for how long generally was the close contact? Would have to be for 15 minutes or more. Residents will be tested by JSL if they are felt to be at risk based on this criteria as determined by JSL and the Wolk Summit team. Residents may also contact their physicians and or testing centers in the community if they have concerns. And residents should continue to monitor their symptoms and temperatures and practice social distancing, mask wearing, and hand washing. Next topic, so the outdoor greenhouses. I've been talking about this for a long time, and we finally have them in place. So what are the outdoor greenhouses? They are plastic, and they look like a house, a glass house. It has a vent in the ceiling, and it has a heater, and it can seat up to two people. And those two people will be, the house will be situated in front of a window. So two people will be able to clearly see a resident from inside the building through the window and the greenhouse. They will each have their phones, and they, the family members can stay warm and visit with their family and see their face clearly. So they are in place right now. If you'd like to schedule a visit with the greenhouse, just contact the concierge at either Summit or Wolk. Are new hires allowed in Summit prior to knowing their COVID-19 test results? Was another question I had last week. New hires cannot begin working until they provide us with a COVID negative test. At Wolk Manor, so we have been pretty much putting our residents on isolation for resident protection. We are hoping to pick a date very soon to loosen that up, and we want to bring back communal dining. We want to have some small activity groups happening, so more to come. We will be following up with you and our residents soon on that. We just want to do it methodically because we don't want everybody kind of rushing out of their apartments and you know, exposing each other again. We want to keep everyone safe and well, but we understand the importance of seeing your friends, socializing, exercise. So we will keep you posted on that, but we would like to open up the dining room sooner than later. Let's see. A question was asked about residents that are contact traced to employees. How long is the length of quarantine for a staff member? So a staff member who tests positive for quarantine is quarantined for 14 days and can return back to work after they have a negative COVID test. And just another reminder, like I said last week, an overall reminder is that the penetration rate for COVID in Monroe County remains really high. It's over 40%. So things are still not getting better for us yet. So we strongly urge you to avoid unnecessary trips and just stay safe and stay well. That's it for my report today. If you have any questions, please let me know. And thank you for being on the call. Take care.